Wednesday, Friday. Pretty excited about that. Mostly because the drummer just counted the hours of sleep that I got.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
4 hours of sleep?
That's it. That is it and that is all.
Do I want to know why?
Of course you do.
Why did you
It's
only
yours
get-
and Stever's fault.
What?
Yep, your faults. It's all your faults. I have a theory that come summertime, I think...
One word.
What?
One word.
One word?
Sherlock.
Is that it?
So I have a feeling... The come summertime is. Are you guys this way that in the summer you're.
I'm doing BSG again.
Yeah, I don't want to say your convictions. Your schedule is a little more lax because you're like, it's summertime.
Yeah, I was up until 11 watching TV.
Right.
Who am I?
I was up until 11 watching Galactica try to deal with the Pegasus.
TV.
I was up until after midnight. Because Adler showed up, and you can't not watch the whole episode.
Right.
Oh, it's almost 2 hours long.
Right. So
I can't. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. I don't even want to talk about it on the air.
What streaming show that you're catching up on?
Yeah,
is keeping you up
ruining
at
ruining your routine.
What show are you binging on?
Yes.
Oh, mine right now, currently.
Yeah.
Arrested Development.
Oh, see, that's on the stupid list. I've got this list of all these shows now.
But,
thank you, Summer.
I've been I'm disgusted with myself right now because Kelly went out of town for a year. For a year. A
for
week.
A year. Whoa. He was gone for a whole year.
It felt like it. It should have been a year because there's no reason.
It should have been a year.
Because there's no reason I should have finished 3 seasons of Arrested Development in 1 week.
Yeah.
There's no reason that should have ever happened.
Hey, I'm about to finish 2 seasons of Sherlock in like a couple days. Granted, there's only 3 episodes a season.
And they're 2 hours long.
Yep. Yeah. True story. So,
well.
Happy Wednesday, Friday, everybody. Also, Friday. I think what is destroying my routine as well is the fact that today's Wednesday, Friday. So, it's like, yeah, but tomorrow's Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, today is the longest Friday of all time.
It is like a 13-hour Friday for us.
Honestly, we're going to be here. You know, we got the show this morning. Shock Therapy Live is coming up at 9 o'clock with Pastor Nate Heitzig. I'm really excited about that. As well as tonight, we're going to be hanging out for a Freedom Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
With the man, the myth, the legend, Stan Lee is going to be in the building.
Nope, so he's not going to be there.
Yeah. Rumor has it that
Adele will also be
yes,
there.
Yes, rumor has it. Who else is not going to be here? I don't know. I do know, though, I've heard rumor. It's confirmed.
The entire cast of Harry Potter will be here tonight.
Nope, that's not true either. However, I will be here. You will be here.
I will be here.
Yeah. We'll be hanging out. We've got static decals, static t-shirts, static iPhone 4 cases, and we're going to be hanging out this eve. So if you got no plans and you want to see a wicked awesome fireworks display, hey.
Come on down.
And you'd like to rock some reggae jammy jams, because Christafari can do that very well, actually.
That reminds me of pajamas.
Jammy jams. Bring your bread for all the jams.
That was so dumb.
Make sure you bring your bread.
Good. No. I see
good
what
morning.
You did there. I see what you did there.
So, yeah, I got to tell you. That's a good one. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What?
We'll take a poll.
Is it going to be a poll?
Heck yeah, why not?
Oh.
What is killing your routine? What is killing your routine? It's summertime, and for me right now, it's Sherlock, apparently, and I have to thank you guys for turning me on to the show.
But can you tell everyone that this BBC version is the best version ever? I don't want to hear it.
No, don't you dare
say Elementary is better. Then stop talking right now.
Here's what I will say. Elementary is on CBS, so therefore it's kind of like a, and I did say this. This isn't just a hipster, well, I don't know. It's on CBS, so it's more of like the CSI Miami, to where it's like,
yeah, it's,
you know, it's just kind of...
You can just jump in at any moment.
No, you can't. Because Moriarty's kind of, over the last season, developed.
Did you meet Moriarty?
Yeah. That was fantastic. however, okay. Johnny Lee Miller, who plays Sherlock in Elementary, is on par with Benedict Cumberbatch. I think Johnny Lee Miller of Elementary is better than Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock. And maybe it's because they're Brits, so they can do it better. But that's the only thing. Everything, the production, everything else. There's some great. Yeah, okay. There's some great elements of Elementary. Obviously, they're complementary of each other because the apartments are similar. They're, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But
you know,
Sherlock, yes, the Sherlock BBC series is superior to all.
I haven't seen Elementary.
Exactly.
So I need to watch it. I'm mad.
It's cookie cutter.
I'm mad that Watson is a girl.
Yeah, it's different. It's completely different because on that show, it delves way more into his heroin addiction because in the books, and so she is his like live-in sponsor is how it starts. So it's a totally different thing. But she's more like street savvy and she's well-versed in reading him better. So their relationship's completely different, you know? Like, yeah. Watson and Sherlock, I love, but it's a different relationship because he doesn't really know what Sherlock is thinking or what he's doing, whereas Watson on Elementary really does because she's like a live-in sponsor
like
for addicts. So she yes. And so she understands him better as he's understanding everything.
Okay.
The production, the everything is better on Sherlock, but, well, yeah. They're both fantastic.
Okay.
It's not. I mean, it's not the Highlander.
Okay.
You don't have to choose only one.
It's like
it's called real life. You can pick. You can actually enjoy both things.
Nope, it's black or white. There is no gray.
So, what is destroying your routine? It is definitely summertime, and normally it's like 9:30
bedtime.
Yeah. 10 at the latest, because I know I'll be cranky the next day, and last night, well past midnight.
The show that did that to me before, that kept me up until like 3 o'clock in the morning, Lost.
Ugh.
It was on Netflix, all like 800 episodes.
Thankfully, I watched it live. Like, that's one of the shows that I, from the very pilot episode, watched live, so...
Nope. I didn't get it when it was on TV. I was like, this sounds lame, and that intro sucks.
Lost. Yeah. That's all you get.
So, yeah. That's what I was with that.
What's killing your routine? It's summertime. There's got to be something. Mine's Sherlock. It's okay. I'm 2 episodes away from having my routine back. Just kidding. I'm going to watch Doctor Who next.
Oh, gosh.
I just because I can. It's summertime. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Phone for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Happy Wednesday, Friday.
I love Wednesday, Friday.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Or welcome back.
Back to the show.
Oh, Steve-O is tired.
Dude, try some of this.
This will throw up.
Will wake you up.
It will make me want to punch things.
And since you
have it, and you're the only one in here, ugh. Can I be honest about something right now?
Hold on, can we explain
something? I've never been more disappointed with you in my entire life.
I don't understand why you would say such a thing.
Oh, okay. Hipster.
No. I have been trying... Okay, I tried coconut... I'm drinking coconut water for everyone who is not on the webcam. Coconut water.
Ugh.
And I used to hate it. Like, I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Who got you into it?
Me. I promise you, no one was like, go try this.
You got to try this coconut water. It's so cool.
Okay, so this time last year, I tried coconut water. I was like, okay. I bought it from the local store, and then I popped it open. I started drinking it, and I poured the rest out in the bushes. I was like, that is nasty.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I cannot believe I paid $1.50 for that.
Yeah.
And then I never tried it again until... A few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to put this in. I want to try it. But I'm going to put it in the fridge. See what happens. This stuff is amazing cold.
Gross.
It is so good when it's cold.
I've had it cold.
Try it.
You know, I have this friend. His name's Colin Rigsby.
Okay.
And he thinks this is like
this stuff
the
is
nectar
good.
Of the gods. Like Zeus brought it down on his little trolley of horses.
You're going to be upset when we're in heaven and that's what there is to drink. Sorry, that's all that's on the menu.
Coconut water! I'll deal. Sup, everybody. Who's ready to worship? I'll deal with it in that sense. That's like the only way I'll deal. Because I'll be in heaven.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. No, but the House of Hero guys, mm-hmm. they're split. They're divided. They're House of Heroes divided.
Okay, so who likes it?
Colin and Matt have tried.
Matt Lott likes it?
Desperately to get me to drink it.
Have
so
you ever drank?
One time, we were all out and about, and they all grabbed one, and they're like, dude, I'll buy you one. Guess who bought me one? Hey, I'll buy you one. And so, my dear friend Matt Lott, bassist from House of Heroes, who will be here in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing the morning show with me for about 3 weeks, thanks to you being gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made me try it.
Try it.
And I'm not being funny, and I'm not trying to be vulgar, I'm not trying to be lame. I seriously thought they opened my can and somebody, like, played a prank on me and tried to pee in it.
It's coconut water.
It's disgusting. It tastes absolutely vile.
This is so good.
I don't get it. And here's my favorite part. Here's my favorite part, because they were like, no, it's okay. Hey, it's okay. Hey, man. Hey, it's okay. It took me three times. Three times. Have you tried it three times? And then Colin's like, no, yeah, he's right.
It takes three times.
Try
it again.
You have to have it three times. You have to drink three whole cans, and then it doesn't taste bad to you anymore. I'm like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my
life.
Try
it again.
Nope.
Try it again.
I swore an oath, madam, you will not let me break my vows. I will not break my vow.
Try it.
I'm not even being funny.
Okay, this stuff,
no,
if you are dehydrated, this is what you drink.
That's what I've heard. That's what everybody said, is it's like, you know, it's really good for working out. It's really good for this. It's really good for that. I just don't. Coconut water. Why not just
amazing
water?
Because this stuff is tasty. Try
no,
it.
No, it is not. To anybody who's had coconut water, please call. Because 505-338-3700. I had one of these, like this exact, I think, brand, actually. So it's not going to be like, it's just that the brand was bad. No. Nope.
So lame.
It's just coconut water.
So
Thailand
lame.
Water.
Thailand water?
Yeah, it's made in Thailand.
Oh, you're right.
You don't
right.
even. Yeah, yes. I am
product
right.
Product of Thailand.
Boom.
That's what it says right there.
Thank you.
Okay, I love.
Come on, give me some credit. I've been watching Sherlock.
Credit. You've been very. Do you feel like you've been more observant lately?
I've been more observant. I've deduced things better.
I
deduced that I am so not interested in coconut water that if I want water, I'll just drink water.
Whatever.
Static.
Hey, so I've had coconut water and I like it.
You like it?
It's so good.
I like it. They make, like, flavored ones. They make pineapple and peach and
oh, that's dirt. Not fair. That's not fair. I'm sure if it was flavored differently.
This is flavored coconut.
No, yeah, exactly. So if it was not coconut water and it was pineapple strawberry coconut water, I'd probably enjoy it a little more.
Well.
That's not fair.
That's.
Have you had just.
Also, since it's, like, your Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Can I say a joke?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Okay. What's the difference between broccoli and boogers?
What?
Kids won't eat broccoli.
Yes.
Fun joke Wednesday, Friday.
Fun joke Wednesday, Friday.
Yes. Thanks for the call,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See All you. Right. 505-338-3700. You know what?
That was brilliant.
Fun joke Wednesday, Friday. Because fortunately or unfortunately, whatever you prefer, we won't be here. Tomorrow's 4th of July. Everybody's got the day off. Friday, we got the day off as well.
It's
so
true.
We're going to be enjoying a couple days off. So it's our Wednesday, Friday, and we couldn't be more excited. If you want to do some fun joke Wednesday, Friday, right after
Wet News Fry News Day.
Breaking news. This is really good. Wait, that sucked. Hold on. Ready? Breaking news. A new Chinese national law introduced this week requires the offspring of parents older than 60 to visit their parents frequently.
Okay.
And make sure their financial and spiritual needs are met. I wanted to read that because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's really cool.
Financial and spiritual needs are met.
Yes.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just wanted to read that because I just felt so happy.
Oh, that's
happy.
It. That's the
that's
whole
the
news.
Entire news of
wow.
that one.
Wow. Okay.
But how cool is that?
Where was it?
In China.
In China?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure their financial and spiritual needs were met.
Right.
In China.
In China.
Isn't the Bible outlawed in China?
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe we should implement that here.
No, that would be cool. Unfortunately, somebody would come up with some fake iteration of separation of church and state somehow and try and say you can't do that because, and it'd just be ridiculous and it'd be this huge battle and everybody
fighting on the
lawn.
Maybe the church should implement that.
That's a really good idea. The church should implement that.
Oh, wait, they have. Wait, no. It's orphans and widows.
Thank you for your excellent, vast array of knowledge. Yeah, thank you.
Breaking news! There's a new perfume called Paper Passion that is designed to smell like the pages of a book.
Ooh.
It comes from Germany as a collaboration between a book publisher and a perfume company. According to the perfume press release, this is an opportunity to celebrate all the glorious, glorious sensuality. Look at that word.
The glorious sensuality
of books.
That's one word.
I know. This is an opportunity to celebrate all the glorious sensuality of books at a time when many in the industry are turning against them. The idea is that it should relax you, like when you read a book, to a level of meditation and concentration. Paper Passion has evolved into something quite beautiful and unique.
That's
to
cool.
Where the smell of a book is something very chic. That was perfume people talking.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't mean to be rude, but I just noted. Are you wearing Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows?
Why, yes. How did you know?
I smelled it.
Love at first sight. Smell. Love at first smell.
Oh, I smelt you. I'm sorry, ma'am. Do I detect a hint of where the red fern grows?
Oh, it brings a tear to my eye. It smells a little like dogs dying. Sorry, spoiler alert, those dogs die.
No! I will say, however, my wife 1 year for my birthday bought me a Cambridge, like this really beautiful, quite expensive Bible.
I got that for Kelly, too.
And I refuse to write in it. But no, like anything. So I have a lot of different Bibles.
Do you still have
house.
It in the case?
I do.
In like
I still have it in the
in?
Box.
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is I'll start off by opening it. Smelling it. Like opening. Yes. And then I'll put it back in the box and then I'll go grab my other Bible that's like ratty. That I it was supposed to replace my like ratty Bible. Did not.
I don't know what I did with
it. I don't want to write in it. It just smells too good.
I have a really, really nice, it was $150-ish Bible.
Yeah.
That sits at home and does nothing because I don't want to mess it up. I have my Bible that I've had since I was 18. I was thinking I need to glue the spine back onto the actual cover.
Isn't that funny? That's mine.
And honestly, I tried to use my other one for a week or so, but I couldn't find anything in it. And so I know that if I go to Philippians chapter 4, it's going to be on the left side. Like, I know that's where it's going to be.
Right. So, that's your Bible.
That's my Bible.
Even though for some reason every year it seems I'm like, you know what I need? I need this kind of Bible.
Yeah.
And then there's like the stack. Like, here's my stack of Bibles that, you know what we should do? We should get all those Bibles that we're not actually reading because we know that we're just going to stick with that one that we love that we've had for years. Mm-hmm. And all the other ones that are being unused, I know that they were probably expensive. We should maybe take those and go hand them to people who would probably actually get use out of them since we already have one that we're getting use out of.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead of collecting Bibles. There are people who like smuggle them into China so they can hand them out. Damn. We're trying to smuggle them all into our home so that
they
we can
sit
keep
there.
Them. Yeah. As collectors or
maybe
something.
Maybe we can make a perfume
What's
out of it.
What's that about? Oh, I just suddenly got convicted. Sweet.
One time that happened to Kelly and he gave it away.
One time that happened to Kelly.
It happened
he got
often,
convicted one
but
time.
But one time I saw it happen and he gave his Bible, his really expensive Bible to someone.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't conviction. That was just the Holy Spirit leading.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Yeah?
But it kind of leads to like something that's not really an idea.
Oh.
So they're making perfume that smells like a book.
Right.
Perfume that smells like a Bible would be holy water. And it'd be for us.
That's a wholly different conversation.
you changed the spelling.
I changed the spelling of the word.
Yeah.
Now made it to like a... Okay.
Breaking news. An Oklahoma woman had to make an embarrassing call to police after getting stuck in a donation bin.
What?
The woman, who has not been named, became stuck after she dropped a tennis bracelet in the bin and jumped in after it. She was eventually rescued by officers after a couple of hours in the bin, although it is unclear if she found the bracelet.
Oh. Do you think she really lost her tennis bracelet in there? Let's be honest.
Yeah, and I'm really upset right now because I just realized that there's a 911 call that we could have played.
Who are you?
I'm not
Who
real.
Are you?
I'm not I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll have to get that.
Sorry, off air we were talking all about Sherlock, and yeah. So I didn't have time to get to be properly prepared.
We do have the 911 call from this poor woman stuck in the bin.
We'll see if we can actually
play it. Will totally actually get it.
Totes actually on your Wednesday Friday. It's also Fun Joke Wednesday Friday.
Fun Joke Wednesday Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But, dude, we've already... That was the longest breaking news ever, apparently. Thank you, Coconut Water. Because now, it's 6:45. It is time...
For birthdays.
That's right. Stever.
You were wondering if I was going to be here.
Yep. Happy Wednesday, Friday.
I was.
I don't have any jokes yet. You know, I have jokes all the time.
Yeah, because you're such a jokester.
Such a jokester.
Constantly. I'm always like, wait, are you being serious right now? Because you're so full of jokes always.
I can look up jokes for you.
Wow. I have a 14-year-old.
Why was the lion surprised when he saw a gazelle eating a salad?
Why?
He had never seen her before.
Oh, man. That was terrible. I'm not. There's no rim shot for you there. Right there.
Hey, you did that for me. Thank you.
I did.
You changed the place of the rim shot. Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Steve.
Hey, today's 184th day of 2013.
That's right.
There are 181 days remaining, and it's only going to get closer and closer to the end of the year.
That's right. It is.
Yeah.
I just got a text from a dear friend who said it's getting closer.
Are they going to your party?
Matt?
No, that would
it's
be Matt Lott. We're having a party. It's called The Morning Show in 2 weeks.
Oh. Is Matt coming?
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Matt will be here for me. He'll be filling in for me because I'm going to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 2 weeks.
What are you doing in Puerto Vallarta?
It's a mission trip.
Oh, really? What are you guys doing?
We are going to have a VBS, a camp for the older kids at a church that's already established down there, and many outreaches.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited.
We are too.
You're excited for me.
Talk show host celebrating a birthday today.
Maury Povich.
No.
Jerry Springer.
No, I think this. Does this guy have like? Does he have
Arsenio Hall?
Does he have MS or something like that?
Oh,
I have no idea.
He has something. I forget what he has. But Montel Williams celebrating a birthday.
Montel. This is how we do it. That's actually Montel Jordan.
I know.
Who's a believer? Oh. He's a Christian.
Montel Williams though is celebrating.
He's celebrating a birthday. He's 64.
Dang it! That was gonna be my guess.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
65.
57.
Nope, he's 57.
Okay, I put this guy on the list, but I don't know if you guys know who Dave Barry is.
Chuck Berry's cousin.
No.
He was the one that called him from Back to the Future.
Author of Pre-Hysterical Hair and Dave Barry's Complete Guide to Guys and Big Trouble and...
Big Trouble in Little China.
No, no.
Play a cosplay.
Anyway, this author...
about it.
Author, you're just going to throw an age out there?
62. 59.
66.
Ah!
Dang
it.
Wasn't Dave Barry the dude in Back to the Future that called his cousin Chuck? It was Marvin. That was Marvin Barry.
Come on, man.
It's your cousin Marvin. Yep. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
You got it straight?
But you didn't know that Michael J. Fox invented rock and roll, basically.
I didn't.
By giving it to Chuck Berry when he went back to the prom. Oh, yes.
Oh, neither one of you have ever seen this show.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
From 8 is Enough.
Nope.
From 8 is Enough in the 80s family drama.
The dad.
Actually, Christy McNichol was on this.
The
mom. You guys remember Christy McNichol?
One of the daughters.
Tommy Ames was on this.
Nope.
Tommy Ames was Bible Man.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bible Man.
Betty Buckley, who played the mother on 8 is Enough.
I said the mom!
On what?
I said the mom. You said 8 is Enough.
On 8 is Enough.
And I said the mom.
Okay, yeah, the mom.
The mom.
The mom is celebrating a birthday today.
82.
She is 62.
66.
Ah.
Yeah. You guys never watched Eight Is Enough, did you?
Never
no,
even heard of
I
it.
I don't even know
it was Dick Van Patten was the, his son now is the, one of the announcers on World Poker Tour.
Oh, yes.
He was a tennis player, blonde hair. He's probably, if you saw The Love Boat ever, you probably saw
The Love Boat.
Yeah. Okay. Another birthday?
Yeah.
You guys are, anyone? You guys watch this, certainly.
Margaritaville.
From Dharma and Greg.
Oh. Nope.
What's her name?
Dharma.
Jenna Elfman.
It's not Jenna Elfman's birthday.
Well, I'm out.
But it is Thomas Gibson's birthday.
And he, of course, played Dharma.
Played Greg. Right.
Played Greg.
He's also in Criminal Minds. Plays
of
an
course,
FBI agent.
49.
You're 49. So confident. Are you sure?
Yeah, he's sure. 50.
51.
Oh, man. Trying to steal that from me.
All right. We're almost through the birthdays.
Wow, we need to get on this.
Go for it.
Nancy Cartwright. Matt Groening. Dan Castellano.
Let me help you out. From City Slickers.
Billy Crystal. Jack Palance. John Lovitz.
Yardley Smith.
Yardley Smith, who, of course, is the voice of this wonderful little girl who's playing the saxophone, Lisa Simpson.
Remember, she was the checkout girl on City Slickers.
I barely remember City Slickers.
Okay.
My mom made me watch it because she was dating one of the stuntmen who was the double for Jack Palance.
Oh, okay.
True story.
Big fella.
Yes.
So how old is Ms. Smith?
Man. She looks like she could still be 30-something. But I know that's not it. I'm going to say 52.
59.
Wow. She's 49.
Oh, man!
49.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was trying to do the math. I was off.
Yeah, you were.
By 3 years. Come on. Give me a little credit.
You were off. That's
give me a little
sure.
credit.
Messed up.
Oh, man. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise's birthday today.
Yes. Wreck is up. Watch. No, I can totally do this.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Web cam.
No, don't. Like, no. Don't do it.
No. Not okay.
Actually, I couldn't. I'm not wearing socks today.
Okay, so it's Tom Cruise's birthday.
He is.
I'm so bummed I'm not wearing socks. You guys are so lucky I'm not wearing socks. I would totally have done this scene. He is, man, Tom Cruise.
He's been around for a while, but not like forever. There's late 40s or early 50s.
Yeah.
Do any of our right. listeners know why we're playing Bob Seger for Tom Cruise?
Hello. It's risky business.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
You never saw it?
You never saw it? Okay. You shouldn't. It's bad.
It's okay. Don't.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
It's bad. You shouldn't.
It's got the, what's her name? It was the.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yep.
All right. How old is Tom Cruise?
Okay, let's pretend like he was 21, 22 when Risky Business came out. How old was he? 18?
He was probably 20? Like 20-ish.
Okay.
And then.
I'm going to say 54.
52.
51.
Dang it!
You guys failed birthdays, but we have this. All right. I do have one inanimate object today.
That's it for birthdays?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
We are failures at birthdays.
Almost got one. Almost.
How do we live with ourselves?
Idaho is celebrating...
The potato.
Their Independence Day.
From pirates.
Yeah, so they were admitted to the Union on this
date.
Oh.
Yeah, they were state. They became a state.
Idaho's shaped funny.
Yeah, it really
is.
Like,
I feel bad for the people up top because I feel like you could walk to the left.
They're shaped like an axe.
Is that how? Oh, okay, upside down, I guess. I wasn't thinking about it. Or like an oil canister. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
you could put it upside down and like stick it in your engine.
On this date,
we really lucked out. We're almost a square.
On this date, in what year?
18.
Come on, Mitch.
What? 18.
Wow. Come on, think of the quarters.
What did that quarter say?
Idaho became a state.
86.
1897.
1890.
Huh?
What?
Oh, 1890.
Dang it! I was closer.
No,
I was closer.
But I was in the 90s.
I was closer.
Oh.
That means I almost win.
Man.
That
All
was
right.
the worst.
You know what? No, I'm glad New Mexico shaped the way it is because when I was a kid and you had to give a presentation, it was so easy to draw New Mexico.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We
you know
really
how much it would
out.
Suck to like, live in one of those states like Idaho where it's like, or I'm like missing. Florida?
No.
I mean, you just kind of have to do like squiggles, I guess,
because
yeah. you can't ever really get it. Just like, I don't know, almost go into this weird, anyways.
It's true. Nope,
New
I'm
Mexico,
right there with you.
Easy.
Thank you. We have just like a few little notches at the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, Colorado, they get off a little easier than
yeah.
we do. It's like,
yeah.
really cool. Did. There you go.
Yep, they made it.
Yeah. I was born fine. In Texas, okay?
I know.
It was like trying to draw a ninja star, sort of. It's like, oh, okay. And then this little curvy boot thingy over here, that goes, there's the Gulf. Oh, I quit. Can we move to New Mexico? It's a little more squarish.
And then
Thank
you, guys,
you, mother.
And you guys moved here.
And we moved here.
Because it's a little bit more
That's
square.
Really why, because I just couldn't do any of my like stuff for history or anything like that, because let's be honest.
Mom felt really bad for you.
You know what the funny thing is? In my early years as a child, I lived in Texas, not New Mexico. So a lot of like the early history of New Mexico, I don't really super know well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could tell you all about the Alamo and things like that in Texas. I am not super cultured in our history. So I learn stuff every year, and
That's
I'm thankful.
Okay. Neither am I. That's I fell cool. asleep in history.
Come on. We just time. Celebrated our bicentennial. Try. Bicentennial.
It was bicentennial?
Yep. Yep. New Mexico.
I believe you.
It was awesome.
Yep.
It was a good time.
It's amazing.
1811.
We got that cool license plate out of it.
No, when did we become a state in New Mexico? 1912?
Yeah.
So then we celebrated our centennial.
Dang it!
Did we really become a state in...
I think it was 1912. Ah, maybe
yes.
1914.
Good old 1912. Anyone? Facebook.com/MySetOverRadio.
No, let me go ahead and look this up.
505-338-3700.
New Mexico.
I'm going to beat you to it. New Mexico became a state.
Became.
Thankfully, it is Wednesday, Friday.
1912.
Wow,
now?
Good job. So we celebrated our centennial.
We celebrated our
last
centennial,
year.
Not our...
Not our... Yeah. Yep. 1812. There was a war in 1812, not over New Mexico.
Yeah.
So, sweet. Glad you're here with us. Coming right back. More of this year's show. It is Fun Joke Wednesday Friday.
Yes, it is.
We've got Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming in today. And, of course, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Got to be careful with his name.
Nate?
I almost said Hate Neitzig.
Hate Neitzig.
But he's full of joy, not hate, so it doesn't work. Nate Heitzig.
Hate Neitzig.
9 a.m. I've missed him way too much. He's very tan now.
Yeah, he is.
Looks good. Can't wait to see that guy. 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live. Get your questions in now. studio@mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Hey. Come on.
No.
It's the bass line.
I can't go that low.
Rock that bass line, yo.
I don't want to. And I know that MJ would be super disappointed in me.
Why would he be disappointed
because
in you?
Because he'd be like, what is that? And I'd be like, I'm sorry, MJ.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Static.
Gotta give you kudos on your dance moves, bro.
Hey, that was- thanks, bro. Thank you.
Okay, stop staring.
For real, that shaker, you got you busted it out. Even
I really am. I really am.
Yeah, so y'all were needing some jokes today.
Yes,
fun joke Wednesday, Friday.
I was wondering if y'all knew why the picture went to jail.
Oh, no.
Why?
It was framed. And you know what you call a computer that sings, right?
What?
Adele.
Oh, my God.
Oh, truth. Right. Y'all have a good day. Love you, guys, too.
Love you, too. It is Fun Joke Wednesday, Friday.
Or Fry Wednesday.
Or Fry Wednesday, whatever.
Yeah. I accidentally spilled coffee on a Hindu lady's dress.
Oh, no.
I told her I was very sorry.
Wow.
Ugh, I hate fishing with Skrillex. He always drops the bass. Bass. Bass.
That's a good one to read.
Yeah.
You can't say that one because it's, I guess...
I want to say bass bass.
Bass bass because he drops the bass. But it's bass because it's Skrillex.
Yes. Okay, well, you know, some say I'm addicted to brake fluid.
Yeah?
I can stop whenever I want.
Oh. Yep. I love it.
Fun Joke Wednesday, Friday. Fun Joke Wednesday, Friday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. New Chinese law. You mentioned this on Breaking News.
I did.
This is a Chinese national law introduced this week that requires the offspring of parents older than 60 to visit them, quote unquote, frequently, and to make sure their financial and spiritual needs are met. This is going down in China. Mm-hmm. So here's a question.
Oh, I can't type. Don't worry about me.
Are you ready for the question?
Yeah. Just go ahead and give me the question.
What should be a law?
That's the question.
New Chinese law requires their kids to visit their parents who are older than 60. You have to frequently visit them. You have to make sure their financial needs are met. You have to make sure their spiritual needs are met. This is a new law in China. We need to make some laws that stick. If you could create a law that sticks, what would that be? Good job, China.
Yeah, I got it. For real.
I know. There's a lot I don't agree with. But hey.
This is a good one.
It's a good one. Chinese national law. Congratulations.
Financial and spiritual needs?
Yes. They have to take care of their financial and spiritual needs. Parents over 60.
That's pretty crazy. What law? Like one that would stick for
sure?
Yeah,
what would you make into law? If you could turn anything into law, I would ban coconut water.
Ugh.
Because it's nasty.
How dare... I would break that law. I'd be the underground coconut water dealer. I'd buy them by the cases.
Really?
And then have bootleg coconut water.
Coconut water?
Yeah.
Blech.
I'd have speakeasies with coconut water. And everyone would smoke in there too.
Gross!
Just for the sake of the speakeasy.
Yeah, okay.
Because it has to be smoky in there.
Yeah,
or I'd
exactly.
have a great
Why couldn't you
haze
just,
machine.
I was just about to say you could have a haze machine. It would go with the coconut water because for some reason haze machines always smell like cotton candy. So you could have the cotton candy smell. You'd have the haze machine. It's probably better for your health.
But it'd be really bright. Like, there'd be sunroofs because it's coconut water.
And let's be honest. If you drink coconut water, chances are you're one of those health nut type people and you don't smoke anyways. So your speakeasy would be lame.
You're smoking all natural stuff. It's not weed.
Smoking? Isn't tobacco like...
Sage. It's sage. It's incense. That's what it is.
You're smoking it, but you're not smoking it.
It's smoking, but you're not smoking it.
You're just bearing... Come on. Just keep going.
No, please.
I'm just going to let you keep talking.
Hear me out.
No, I really... Actually, because I care for you, I'm going to make you shut your mouth. My new law is Mitch has to stop talking right now. Right now, stop talking right now. Except to do traffic.
There is construction work.
There is.
What's this?
Forever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever. There's construction work on I-25 Service Road and...
Alameda.
Good job. Thank you. And there's also more construction work in San Francisco at Barstow. I see what they did. I see what they did.
Yeah.
And more construction work on Unser and I-40. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Of course, being 7:15 in the morning, Paseo both ways right at I-25 looks nasty.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely a bit.
Westsiders, if there's any way you can avoid that area.
It's about 37 miles per hour around Jefferson.
Okay.
And it's about 13 miles per hour.
No bueno.
No bueno.
That's why I'm glad we get to work so early.
I know. It takes me without, if I get all green lights and zero traffic at 5:30 a.m., it takes me 2.5 minutes to get here from my house.
Exactly.
So nice.
Absolutely fantastic. We have about 7 conversations going on Facebook right now. Get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A new Chinese law requires their kids to visit their parents over 60 to make sure their financial and spiritual needs are met. What should we make into a law if you could invent a law? That's a good one. Also, of course, it's Fun Joke Wednesday, Friday. You can get your jokes in and answer the poll question as well. What's destroying your routine? It's summertime, dude.
We have a lot of fun.
The living's easy. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Welcome to the show. 7:33 now. Happy Wednesday, Friday.
It's Wednesday, Friday because it's our Friday, but it's everyone else's Wednesday.
Are we gloating and or bragging? Because we say everyone, but I was reading an article this week about American workers and how like 65% of people will be working tomorrow.
Aww.
And Friday as well. So if you're working the next couple days, we don't mean to brag. We don't mean to boast.
We weren't even expecting to have Friday off.
We really weren't. That was a big old thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Skip.
Yeah.
You were the greatest.
You're the best.
In fact, if you'd like to hang out with us, we'll be rocking it tonight out at the amphitheater right here at Calvary, Albuquerque. It's located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
We're on the Calvary campus.
We are located at 4001 Osuna.
We are just north of the main sanctuary in between the skate park. And yeah, that's where we hang. That's where we call home.
All day, every day.
That's right. And tonight we'll be out with our gazebo. We're going to have some t-shirts. We're going to have some iPhone 4 cases. Lots of stuff. Yes. So come hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Christ Afari, Pastor Skip. Fireworks? Hello?
Food, fun, us, and fireworks.
You forgot fellowship.
Nope,
food, fun, fellowship, fireworks.
I don't want to say fellowship because that's just hang out.
Okay. Hey, I was excited to read the story.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
You know when you lose your wallet? Ugh.
It's the worst thing.
You have to like,
my identity is in there.
Yeah, you got to call the bank. You got to call, like, if you have credit cards, you have to call the credit card company. You have to call everybody. You have to get a new driver's license. You have to, well, this week, Steve Martin, yes, the Steve Martin, was out on a bike ride before his Tuesday night performance in Wilkes-Barre. You know, Pennsylvania. And a programming director of the concert hall where Martin performs says a man working on a city street walks up and says, "Hey, I have a wallet for a Steve Martin." Yeah. Apparently he was riding his bike. Wallet fell out. A city worker who was working on a street saw the wallet. He had no cash in it. His driver's license and credit cards in there. He wanted to give the wallet back to a Steve Martin. Steve Martin. Martin.
Martin.
Cool thing is, Steve Martin insisted on thanking the man in person. No news on whether or not, you know, he got a cash reward or anything like that. I told the story before where I went and saw, what was that movie? Not Independence Day. Armageddon.
Oh, okay.
At the movie theater, and we saw the movie, and after the movie, found a wallet on the ground, picked it up, and it was Bruce Willis's wallet.
Oh, yeah.
He sat the row behind us. I was really hoping we would get to meet him, but instead one of his like bodyguard guys came to the house
and got this, thank you.
Got the wallet back and offered a reward and stuff, which was like, I will give you this $100 bill or whatever it was if you just bring the guy back. I just want to meet Bruce Willis. I don't care about money.
Right.
Actually, that's not true. I was like 20 at the time. I really cared about money because I was always broke. But right. Yeah, Steve Martin lost his wallet. And because of the kindness of a human being, it was found the same day.
That's so good.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
That white boy dance of yours.
Yep. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday, Friday. It's here.
We love it.
I'm a fan.
It's Fun Joke Wednesday, Friday.
If you would like to have a fantastically long Wednesday, Friday, you can join us this evening. We'll be hanging out outside Calvary Albuquerque.
Hanging out. 4001 Osuna Road. Chilling.
Yeah.
We're going to have iPhone 4 cases.
T-shirts. Static decals for free.
That's right. And you can come visit us because we're going to also be there.
Yeah. As well as Christofari and Pastor Skip Heitzig throwing down an amazing message.
And some food.
Fireworks. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Ooh. Ah.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to freak out.
It's going to be pretty great. So please join us tonight. Kicks off at 6 o'clock.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. So, I'm really looking forward to it. Fun night tonight. Christofari, Pastor Skip Heitzig, fireworks. Of course, we said food. And, yeah, join us tonight. It's going to be a really
good
time.
The whole event? Yeah. Free.
Free event. Mm-hmm. So, make sure you come down, hang out with us this evening if you got no plans. It is Wednesday, Friday, unless, of course, you have to work tomorrow and or the next day, in which case, we're sorry. We're really, really sorry. We're not going to be.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How do you know that the toothbrush was invented in Arkansas?
How?
Because if it was invented anywhere else, it would have been called a teeth brush.
Hey! Fun joke Wednesday, Friday. So, you know, you hear those stories about heartwarming somebody doing something in honor of somebody else, and it makes you happy.
Yeah.
A man apparently left a $500 tip for a server, not once, not twice, not three times for the lady. This is his 54th time.
Wow.
That's a lot of cash, dude. Think about that. 500 times 54, that's at least $2,000.
Something
at
like that.
At least.
Rounded.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a dude from Lexington, Kentucky, named Seth Collins. He left a $500 tip for a server when he and his parents dined Monday at the Three Wise Men Brewery in Broad Ripple, Indiana. He said it was the 54th giant tip he's given out in the 17th state he's visited for the purpose of doling out the huge cash tip. I guess the tip was originally supposed to be a one-time event, but Collins' brother, Aaron, passed away last July. And the last wish in his will was that his family go out to dinner and leave somebody a $500 tip.
Wow.
So the video he took of himself carrying out his brother's last wish went viral online, and all of a sudden donations started pouring in from people who wanted him to repeat the offense.
That's so cool.
He said he's received about $60,000 in donations from around the world.
So he's got a lot to go.
And he will continue to leave big tips until the money is gone. He plans to visit restaurants in all 50 states to surprise servers. So waiters or waitresses, don't suck.
Up your game right now.
Up your game. You never know. Could be this dude. No. But really, how great is that?
That's amazing.
His brother passes away. His last wish to leave a $500 tip. And now it's gone viral. $60,000 has been raised for that.
That's so cool.
Quite exciting. So he's planning, as I said, to visit all 50 states. He's gone through 17 of them so far. He's left 54 $500 tips out and about. I love heartwarming stories like that. I love it when, you know, something cool happens.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
It's good to hear that people are doing things for other people. Like Dennis Rodman.
Hey, Dennis Rodman. That guy is... Wait, what?
Yeah, he struck up a friendship with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Yes, I saw that on SportsCenter.
Earlier this year.
Yep.
And he said, my mission is to break the ice between hostile countries, which is why it's been left to me to smooth things over. Yeah. I don't know. Dennis Rodman, of all people.
Right.
Keeping us safe is not really my job. And then he said, quote, it's the black guy's job. He's talking about Obama. But isn't Dennis Rodman black?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Really tall.
He says, but I tell you this, and here's where it gets crazy up in her.
Oh, here's where it gets crazy. Not that Dennis Rodman's hanging out with Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Here's where it gets crazy.
This is where
Dennis Rodman.
It gets crazy.
Because his life has been so normal up to this point.
With D-Rod.
D-Rod, of course.
He says, but I tell you this.
Uh-huh.
If I don't finish in the top three for the next Nobel Peace Prize, something's seriously wrong.
Oh, that's humility right there.
So, y'all gotta vote D-Rod into the Nobel Peace Prize running, because apparently he deserves it.
Much like Dennis Rodman's career.
Yes. He says,
this idea will be rejected. Oh, because he was like a shot blocker. And he was like a rebounder. He did like
rejected.
He was like the defense.
Yeah, he was making a trip to North Korea next month, and his plan is, I'm just gonna chill, play some basketball, maybe go on vacation with Kim and his family.
Wow.
Plus, he's hoping to broker the lease of imprisoned American citizen Kenneth Bay while there.
Do you think it's one of those situations where like, hey, I want to become friends with the guy holding the nuclear trigger button, because then at least I'll be safe. You think it's one of those things, or you think he's really trying to like be a gooder person?
I think he's trying, but he's also got his priorities all out of whack, because
he's trying so hard to get that Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, he just wants that Nobel Peace Prize. He wants everyone to know he's doing great things. But here's the thing: if that button is pushed and he's still in America, he's still screwed.
I know, that's why.
So it doesn't make sense.
Dennis Rodman.
D-Rod.
I don't even know how to wrap my mind around the life of Dennis Rodman right now, which is weird, because you would think of all the crazy things in his life that this wouldn't even be okay. Dennis Rodman, thank you so much for
Nobel
your life.
Peace Prize. If he gets the Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, I lost my cool with the Nobel Peace Prize when Obama got it.
Uh-huh.
Like after like 2 weeks of being in the media, whatever.
Static.
What up, dude?
What's up?
Shane.
Dude, I wish he would just release press statements like every day, because I am dying right now. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't anything that he said that I could be like, well, yeah, okay. Like, not one thing.
So. That's true. So true.
Dude, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Brokering peace abroad.
You know, for all the fun, I definitely enjoyed it when he was playing in Chicago.
Yeah.
So. I was
no, you know, dude, here's the thing, man. And honestly, people can change and people can choose a new direction, and that's cool. I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
That happens every day, and that's awesome. But
Shane,
it's just
how
like,
many of us, when we were thinking about changing direction, you know, like when God got a hold of my life,
right.
It wasn't like, man, I've really been screwing up. You know what I need to do? I need to spark a friendship with an evil dictator overseas and try and disarm
that runs like multiple concentration camps and has enslaved generations of human beings.
Let's
go to a basketball game with that dude.
Right.
Now, that's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, dude.
No, that didn't happen for me. And, you know, this guy's battled with alcoholism and tons of different things. So it's cool to see him, like, choose a direction. So I'm not saying that I'm not for that. I really am. I mean that.
Yeah. Remember when Larry Bird, back in the day, changed his life direction and sparked a friendship with Saddam Hussein? Remember that?
My God.
It's crazy. Because it's crazy. It never happened.
Dude, I wish him well. Here's the thing. It's like you hear people badmouth other people, like, that are in politics. Oh, this guy is terrible. This guy has gone to like every school, got every degree he could imagine, and he's out of your league when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it's like, to think that you can just jump off the bench and be a pastor, to think that you can just jump off the bench and be a grief counselor or do anything without being like trained and like, you know, paying attention to all those subtle details that can really have ramifications that affect, I don't know, everybody.
I just want to be in the room when Dennis Rodman was sitting there, he's like writing out his memoirs, and he's like, man, I've had a crazy life. played for the Pistons,
dude,
the Bulls,
Data
Carmen Electro. With all of these skill sets, what should I do? I should become friends with the dictator overseas and try and disarm the nuclear weapons program.
And then I will get the Nobel Peace Prize for sure.
You know what you should do? I think Rodman should tune in to Static and listen to you and give him a whole new perspective on what he's doing.
Hey, if it works, I guess, right? Is it working?
You guys have an amazing day.
You too.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Later.
Shane. Fantastic. Static.
Hey, so a couple things about Mr. Rodman, the ambassador here.
Yes.
Obviously, the Department of State doesn't mind it. They haven't yanked his passport.
This
and
is
they
true.
Approved trips. So
yeah.
I think they're supporting it. You know, you kind of can get over there and he can be friends with the guy.
But he could also really mess things up.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un certainly isn't going to let, you know, Hillary Clinton or John Kerry come over.
True. This is true.
So, why not?
All right.
You know, I think it's reasonable. I mean, he's it's not like he's going to, you know, when he says he's going to broker a deal to release American citizens. I don't know, but he might make it easier for the actual state folk that do that.
Yeah.
To have a shot. So, you know, obviously the U.S. is not against it. Maybe they don't necessarily support it, but they haven't pulled his passport yet. So.
Dude.
Maybe
intelligence.
They haven't revoked his passport because they know he knows nothing.
What?
Of significance.
Maybe he does know something of significance.
Maybe he does, but maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he does.
Who, Rodman or Kim Jong-un?
Rodman. Rodman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I don't think Rodman needs to know anything significant.
He just needs to bro down.
Yeah.
And be like, yo,
chill. Ambassador, not the political intelligence. So,
yeah.
You know, just let him go over there and hang out and, you know, see that all Americans aren't trying to get him. People just want to play basketball.
Because when I think of America, I think of a big old huge scary black dude with tattoos wearing a pink leather boa and a septum piercing with seven different hair colors on his head.
Yeah, that shouts freedom.
Yep. You know, Asian culture is different. Just look
That's
at
right.
five.
This is so true.
And we all know Britney Spears,
man,
probably.
Thank you so much for the call. You are amazing. All right.
505-338-3700,
the phone number.
Is, if you think about it, he kind of is the prime example, like, of an American, because if you go to a different country, everyone thinks you know Britney Spears. Or like, oh my gosh, what's it like growing up with Britney?
And he really does.
He probably does.
He really does.
He knows everyone that they want him to know.
Oh,
like,
man.
Wow, you knew Michael Jackson? How was he?
I think we have actually furthered the idea of him getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Take it.
Yep.
Well,
it's gonna happen
now.
What
are you gonna do?
I really kind of hope it does.
Yeah.
Only so I can hear his acceptance speech.
Yes.
Please make that happen, Nobel peoples.
Anyone who votes on that.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I have no idea. Hopefully, people like Yao Ming. He played for the Houston Rockets.
Who is that?
Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Good morning.
You doing all right?
I'm okay.
What can I do for you today?
Create a cool comic book that is supposed to come out. Wednesday's comic book day. Normally every Wednesday, I get comics.
Right.
Zero comic books I'm reading released today for some reason. I have none comics to pick up today.
Maybe none of them released ever at all.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of like new ones that it's like, hey. But that's how they get you to buy more stuff. And no. Dave Ramsey says no.
It's true.
So I'm not going to.
You know what? I'm sorry. That was just really funny.
We are T-minus 30 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live. My day shattered.
I know.
Don't know what to do with myself.
You could go home. And
I really could, actually. Yeah, I could do that.
Just hang out for
probably,
a bit.
I could probably do that. But let's be honest.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You could go see Man of Steel again.
I could.
You have the time.
I do. We're going to be here for the long haul today. Coming up tonight, 6 o'clock. Join us right here at Calvary, Albuquerque. It's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. We are on the Calvary campus, in case you didn't know. That's where we hang out. It's where we broadcast from. That's where our
That's Hub. It's really difficult to not say the words
right here. On Calvary's campus, Calvary Albuquerque. We're going to be here tonight hanging out. We'll have t-shirts. We'll have iPhone 4 cases. We'll have static decals if you don't have our new static decal.
We'll have us.
We will have us.
We'll be here.
Uh-huh.
4001 Osuna Road.
Yeah, Christofari is going to be here, which is pretty sweet.
Yes, Pastor Skip throwing down a message of amazingness.
And then... Oh, it's a purple one! Oh, it's a yellow one! Those are fireworks, by the way, in case you weren't... Oh, that was awesome. I don't know what that one was, but there's some pretty amazing stuff going on. Yeah.
And they, like, go in little swirlies?
Coming up in half an hour, Pastor Nate Heitz is going to be in studio.
Yes, he will.
We've gotten a lot of great questions already. If you don't know, Shock Therapy Live, our one-hour call-in show centered around you and what's going on in your life. If you have a question about something, maybe you don't know how to handle a situation with a friend, a coworker, a family member, and you need some advice, well, Pastor Nate Heitz is here for you. We'll do that coming up at 9 a.m. You can get your questions in now. If you'd like to remain anonymous, we will respect that. You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, and get those questions in. All right.
Now for my most favorite song ever.
Yeah.
Right now.
Speaking of fireworks, tonight at Calvary Albuquerque, details, mystaticradio.com. All the day holiday. It's flowers and fireworks. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
I just really wanted to change up my hair.
Welcome to the show. Speaking of shows... You know, I'm a comic book fan.
You are.
I will say.
You are.
I do enjoy the occasional comic daily.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Well, children of the 1980s, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but you know, everything seems to be making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Saved by the Bell, Knight Rider,
okay.
Airwolf,
okay.
Miami Vice,
all right.
Punky Brewster,
oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know any of these shows?
Yeah.
Okay. They are all being revived.
Like, re-aired? Or, like, they're going to make them again
they are
with
returning.
A different cast?
All new things. All every single one of those.
Children of the 90s. Boy Meets World will definitely be around.
Yeah, the difference is on this one, they will all be revived as digital comic books.
What?
The series are all continuing with Zach Morris.
That will be cool.
Airwolf, Tubbs and Crockett, Punky Brewster.
That'll be cool. Yeah. I like that.
Every single one of those series is going to be revived as digital comics. I feel like it's just another money thing, honestly.
It might be.
I don't know. There was some nostalgia. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, mm-hmm. when he first started Franklin and Bash, came on for an interview, and he showed up as Zach Morris. And it was fantastic, and it was hilarious, and he even, like, timed out, paused everything, you know, paused, and, like, Jimmy Fallon, like, everybody, it was hilarious, it was great, but, man, does anybody care if they bring it back as a digital comic?
People who are between 28 and 36 will.
Who are single, living in the basement with their mother, who are like, yes, Saved by the Bell, finally making a return in comic book form.
Or maybe, I don't know, it's for high schoolers, so maybe high schoolers will like it.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So this is completely off topic of what you guys are talking about, but I wanted to catch you before you left.
Okay.
So you guys are going to be off for the next 2 days, and I'm taking my students up to camp for a week, so it's going to be like a week and a half before I get to talk to you guys again.
Oh,
wow.
No.
So that means it's
going to
be more like a month until you talk to Mitch, because next week is her last week.
I'm leaving for 2 weeks.
She's gone until August.
Well, dang.
Where are you going to camp?
We're going to Student Life Camp up in Durango. We're going to be at the Fort Lewis College campus.
Nice. I'm going to a day camp on Friday. Camp Uruguay.
Cool.
And, well, it's nice talking to you.
It was good knowing you. Hey, I'm still going to be here.
Whatever.
I'm going to be here.
No,
Matt Lott will be here from House of Heroes, co-hosting the show with me. It's going to be hilarious.
He'll be funny.
Oh, man. It's going to be so great.
I do have to say, though, that if you do play Imagine Dragons on New Music Tuesday this Tuesday, I may have to fight you.
Why do you do that? Because now you know I'm going to, right?
I've been trying to tell him just to add it. Just to add it into regular rotation.
Yeah. So.
Well, you could do that, too, because we know everyone's going to dig it.
Do you have one of them smartphones?
I do.
You can just listen to us on the app.
Well, I'm going to be a little preoccupied. That would be unfair to my students. Go, hold on, guys. I'm listening to the radio.
You know what? Look at you being a responsible adult, TJ.
So
that's good.
Well, I care what Thebe says about you.
Yes.
I'm afraid. Hold on. I'm afraid. Okay,
so you know how Aaron Hernandez is being suspected as a murderer? So
yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
He's being investigated for a double murder from last year. Well, I think he's proving Pringles correct. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Oh, man. My God. That is terrible. Did you actually hear on that story, Aaron Hernandez, a key, like, I don't know if it's a key witness or somebody of interest that the police really wanted to talk to, and this isn't a joke. This morning, they found out he was killed in a single car accident yesterday.
Oh.
Who was he?
This is turning into The Sopranos. He was just a person of interest who was married to, like, you know, somebody, 6 degrees of separation, Aaron Hernandez's cousin or something like that. And so they wanted to talk to him because they believed he had information on this. And he was in a single car accident, died yesterday.
Wow.
Well, that's convenient.
That's creepy, man. Yeah. I'm just saying, total speculation here, but it's turning into like something you would see on HBO. Unreal. Thanks for the joke, Teach.
Crazy world.
I turned it all serious.
Fun joke Wednesday Friday!
Have fun at camp.
Oh, he's going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
In Durango. My favorite place to be, Durango.
Yeah?
I love Durango.
My favorite in the winter.
Yeah,
I've never been like in the... No, that's not true. I've been once in the summer months. And it was like...
In the summer,
but
no,
I just want to go snowboarding.
It's so nice. Oh my gosh. In the summer, it's so... You just walk around.
Yeah.
Perfect. There's like that huge river. What's it called?
Dude, Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be. But, you know.
Rolling like a celebrity.
Good news. 9 o'clock, right around the corner. Pastor Nate Heitzig
will be here in my stead.
Shock Therapy Live, it's going down. You can get your question in right now. studio@mystaticradio.com. Meesh, that's it for you.
I'm out.
Of course, we'll be here tomorrow in one sense.
Sort
We're not
of.
Totally leaving you.
Not completely.
You can still catch us. And if you got nothing going on tonight, we're going to be rocking some Christafari, a message with Pastor Skip Heitzig, and fireworks!
At the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road. Come hang out with us because we will be there.
Yeah, Calvary, Albuquerque. Basically, you know, Jefferson.
There's that. And then we'll be where that, it looks like a pool, but it's actually a baptismal.
You just drive past a giant roll of toilet paper. Since I was a little kid, every time we would come to church, it was like... Looks like a giant roll of toilet paper.
What are you talking about?
What is that piece of art in the middle area?
Oh, yeah.
It's a giant greenish roll of toilet paper.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What is that?
It's a roll of toilet paper.
That's pretty much what it seems like to
me. Reminding us to wipe daily. Timely. Every time.
Wow. I was saying, I need to wipe my mind from you. I'm going to go. I got to go.
Whatever you're we're about to have Shock Therapy Live.
I was just about to say Shock Therapy Live on the way back. Myself, Pastor Nate Heitzig, you can get your questions in now. studio@mystaticradio.com. Mitch, we'll see you again soon.
See you late.
All right. Right back. Shock Therapy Live. And the Oh Hellos. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
I bet they put all the stuff that sucks on in the morning just to, like, get us to go to school.
I think it's working.
Static Radio.